The Valley's country leader, new Camel at 107.9. We've got Camel Country Thunder on the top of mind because it's less than 3 weeks away.
Woo!
And Lauren Elena.
She's going to be there.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, you know what? You need cowbell.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Lauren Elena joining us on the phone today. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. We're excited to see you out here for Camel Country Thunder. And full disclosure, I was on your Instagram, and you are a smoke show.
Thank you.
We're just going to come right out and say it.
Yeah.
You know,
well, thank you so much.
Your body and your face are rocking.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Goodness.
No, you just, you look amazing. And we were listening to your song with Kane Brown, and we were just like, oh, love her and love how life is going for her right now. So, hi.
Well, thank you so much. Hi.
I did say that when I heard the song, Lauren's voice sounds extremely angelic on the track.
Yeah, I did.
Thank you.
Do you do that on purpose, Lauren?
You guys are showering me in compliments.
That's what we're here to do.
It's not just us. It's the ACMs, too. Hello, nominated for New Female Vocalist of the Year and Vocal Event of the Year. More cowbell, Lauren Elena.
Yeah.
What was that like, finding that out?
Oh, goodness. It's crazy. I'm so excited. You know, we work all year long, and we stay really busy, and we just have these high hopes for our music, and we have these big dreams. And then award shows like the ACMs and the CMAs are nominated by our peers, by the people in this industry. And just to get like a nod from them, recognizing your art and your year, it's the best feeling in the world because they know how it feels. They're out there doing the same things, or they're songwriters, or they work at the labels. And it's just really rewarding to get an award or get nominated for an award like that.
Did you text Kane, or did he text you, and was there like emojis?
I sent him a text.
Yeah.
I said, OMG, like, look at this. We grew up together.
Yeah.
And so it's just super crazy that we have an ACM nomination together.
I'm so proud of y'all.
Oh, thank you.
What is your life like after coming in as the runner up on American Idol?
Well, goodness, it's been forever changing ever since. Busy.
That's a good thing. as long as business is good.
I mean, it's been a lot. There have been a lot of ups and downs, but I would say I've kind of found my groove in the last, you know, 2 or 3 years. At first, it was a lot and scary, and I was 16. After the show ended, I was 15 when I auditioned. And
wow.
I was really young, and there was just a lot of things I had to overcome with, you know, that being in the spotlight at such a young age. I thought high school was hard. I had no idea that Facebook was going to be 10 times harder.
And I feel like a lot of stuff happened, too, because, like, you had your vocal surgery that was really scary for a little while.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably the least scary thing that happened.
Really?
At that time,
wow. Wow. She'd been through some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, my parents went through a divorce. My dad went through rehab for alcoholism.
Wow.
I had vocal cord surgery.
And you still managed to stay so strong. That's amazing.
It was a lot. But, I mean, I'm so much stronger now for going through all of those things. You know, I had such a growth period, and I feel like you can really hear that in the music. And I was able to tell my stories in a completely new way, and able to identify with people who go through things. I mean, I don't know. It was a really great time and a really scary time. And my family, you know, my dad just celebrated in October 4 years of being sober. And I have gotten so much better. I got help right before he did for my eating disorder, and I've been doing really, really well. And I have all of this music because of those things that we went through. My parents are both remarried now to other people, and they're really happy. And I was able to just write music about all of that and show my growth and hopefully help people grow and let them know that we all have problems and we all have things going on, and we just have to be the best person that we can be and do the best that we can.
It's funny that you say that, because I heard something about, like, comedians, the funniest people have, like, the most pain in their life, because they try to, you know, see the positives and be funny. And I think that that applies, if that's what you're saying, I think that's kind of what's happened to you too, is that you've been through some stuff and now like you're putting it out there in your art, and you know, hopefully it makes you a lot of money and gets you a lot of awards.
Hey.
Hey now.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You are welcome. If you want to see Miss Lauren Elena and everybody else going to be at Camel Country Thunder, hang on, because we have tickets before 9.
And we're going to qualify you for that grand prize. Mm-hmm. The Village to Camel Country Thunder from the new Camel.